WVT Fiber, this is Eve. May I help you?
Hey, Eve, it's me again.
Hi.
What number did you run in?
508-6028.
And that's on 12-3-34?
Hang on 1 second. I got to get back to it. Hold on.
12-3-25. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34.
Yep, 12, 3, 34, correct.
25, 26, 27, 28. The way this fucking frame is anymore. Excuse my language. I'm just.
No, that's fine. Tom, I know this whole morning's been a shit show.
Fucking ridiculous. Like, to begin with, why is this going copper and it didn't go on with the MBS? But, okay, I found it.
Oh, like, thank God. All right, because if not, I was getting ready to give you a new port.
Then Pete friggin' giving me shit about saying I don't want to be there when I'm right there. I said, where are you getting this information that I didn't want to be there? I said, I didn't know anything about it, and you got the order.
He did. He originally had the order, then I was told to give it to you, and then I was going to give it back to Pete, and now you've got it again.
Yeah, because I called Kim, and Kim said, well, Pete's going to be in training all day. You might as well do it. And we'll move things around. I was like, who is she now to be moving shit around?
That's what threw me. But I didn't know that these businesses were close together. So it kind of made sense, but I didn't even realize it when I wrote up the work.
And she said that she put notes to say that it was.
I guess I didn't read it. I guess I didn't read the order thoroughly. That's my bad.
28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. Whatever. We got it going now. I just don't know how I'm going to get to all this fucking work I got, to be honest with you.
I know you've got that. You've got that DeHaan thing. Is it kind of sort of going smoothish, though? Maybe?
Yeah, I've got Mattingly's has got fiber now, hopefully provisioned and ready. Now I'm trying
okay.
to get a number in second business, but it's still nothing's like as quick as anybody fucking thinks it is.
No.
You know, everybody wants to think it's an hour and a half or whatever the hell else, but it's not reality. But
no, it's not.
Anyway, I don't even know who DeHaan is.
Oh, it's a service order that you have in MBS.
And who's that for? What? I look one at a time now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. I got to get there. It is Oakland Avenue, Warwick, Christopher DeHaan.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. All right. Very good, Eve. Well, sorry. I don't mean to be abrupt. But
No, I get it. I get it, Tom. I truly get it. Ow.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I don't understand Pete fucking saying, making an accusation that because I'm right there. I'm like, Pete, I wasn't given this order, and I got four other orders. If somebody says to me, hey, on top of that, why don't you just do that business that's next to it, and we'll move over the one for Cherry Ridge to somebody else, then it would be a lot more, understandable. But no, we're going to give you this business, and you still got to get the Cherry Ridge and all the other work that you got going on.
Horseshit.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Who's Kim saying that? Oh, yeah, we'll move other work around then.
Like, I didn't ask. I was told that, and that's what kind of threw me. I was like, oh, no. Yeah.
That was Kim, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But if there were notes on it, I didn't read it. My bad. Maybe if it was done different from the beginning, we wouldn't be in this mess. But kind of, yeah, you would be, because DeHaan would have still been given to you.
All I know is that I should have had Mattingly's and Cork. It should have been made clear to you that these two are businesses owned by the same guy and they're right next to each other. And that way, if one hand knows what the other one's doing, then things would be more efficient.
But I did not read it, Tom. I didn't realize it.
I know, because it still should have been brought more to your attention than written into a paragraph. Bunch of other fucking bullshit. Use my language.
No, that's fine. Believe me, if I could, I would.
So, all right. Well, anyway.
So, listen, if you need me today, just remember Keith's not here, so I will call you back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just hope to God that this shows up in the D-Mark number now.
Well, yeah, because I just had a customer who was turned on Wednesday, and they told her 2 hours her phone would be on. It's been 2 days. And apparently now I sent someone a chat thing, and they said it's fixed. Try it now. So I don't know what the hell was lost in the sauce with that.
Yesterday, I had fucking stupid McNulty work on something. And you know what the comment? When I'm right in front of the customer in Larry's Deli, and the guy's already pissed off because it's not clear that the number's going to roll over to another number. I said, I don't see that in the order, but when I activate it, I'll find out. And now my O&T isn't coming up. I fucking get on this chat thing, and I see it's Mick. Oh, you don't have me on speaker, do you?
No, God, no.
I get on the chat thing, and McNulty goes, oh, I'll reboot the O&T. And the answer was no dice. So I'm, like, waiting for somebody to help me with the O&T. I'm standing there. I'm like, everything's ready here. Nobody's answering. I'm like, you know what? I need somebody to provision this O&T. I'm leaving. When you guys get it fixed, I'll come back. No dice, he said. No dice. That was the thing.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means that my fucking O&T wasn't working. No dice. He said no dice.
Great.
No dice. I don't know, Eve.
Yeah.
25, 6, 7, 28, 29, 30. But anyway, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be venting on you. So
No, that's fine. One thing though, if you ask this person, this cork person, on the order,
yeah,
it states that they wanted voicemail. So I built it and it's turned on, which means that after 4 rings, it's going to flip over to this generic reading until they set up the thing. If they don't want it, can you tell me and I'll just deactivate it?
The voicemail for Cork.
Yes, if they use their own answering machine, if they are deciding to use their own answering machine, I need to deactivate it. If not, it's all built and they can do the setup.
All right. You got it.
What a pain in the ass.
I'll find out, I guess, on top of everything else that needs to be done. We'll worry about that.
You know, I'm going to leave it as it is because that's what the order stated, and I've already screwed up enough today.
That's okay. All right. Well, again, I apologize. I don't mean to be getting loud with you.
No, that's fine, Tom.
A little bit friggin' frazzled because I had Mattingly's I wanted to do, get that done with, and move along my work, and then I call Kim and get a monkey wrench thrown at me. And all this shit happens that I got to go back to Florida and do this shit. So it's a little bit frustrating.
Hells yeah.
But I don't understand why Pete couldn't have just said, hey, listen, I'll come do the framework for you while you're parked in front of the business, and that way you'll have it to you.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit, that's right. Unless you're walking up the street.
Yeah. I said, so already I'm down here. Yeah, here. If you could run the frame for me and we'll make sure it's working. But no, I get accusations that I don't want to go there when the business is right next to where I'm working.
God damn.
Isn't that nice? All right, Eve. I've said enough.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye, Tom.
All right.